Well, Graham, it's been a bit of a stop-start time as far as the beginning of the season's concerned. We're only about a month in, you've already had a fortnight off, and now it's going to be hectic.
Yes, we're coming into a pretty busy period, and we probably could have done with those couple of weeks halfway through the season just to refresh a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I suppose this time of the year you want to just get going. We're playing good cricket and want to just keep on going and keep the momentum going, really.
Been plenty of runs so far. Looking through the fixtures in Division 1, there's been 17 matches, but there's only been 4 victories. It's been a strange start with regards to the changes to the wickets as well. It must be hard being a bowler at the moment.
Yeah, it's always hard being a bowler, I suppose. But yeah, I mean, the wickets, especially here, have certainly got better. I think from our team point of view is that we've actually put ourselves in really good positions, and we've actually only bowled once in the second innings, and that was against Surrey last week. So, and we lost 30 overs of rain due to rain as well. So through all three games, we had great opportunities to win, but unfortunately the weather's kind of took it out of our hands.
Yeah, the 30 overs possibly robbed you of the chance of winning that one. You just ran out of time in the end, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, you never know. I mean, they might have batted for another 30 overs and then the game would have gone. But we certainly put ourselves in good positions. And basically what we said after the game is that we keep performing like that and putting runs on the board and big partnerships. And with our ball attack, we will take wickets.
Just mentioning, I think there's been 17 games so far. Just 4 of them have resulted in wins for teams, and 2 of those wins belong to Lancashire, who were surprise leaders the other day for a couple of hours before Yorkshire went back to the top of the table. The last time you played Lancashire at Old Trafford 2 years ago, went down to the last over of the entire game, and you nearly won it with them chasing something like a 107. They had the last pair at the crease.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I didn't actually play that game. It was a bit of a relegation battle as well, I remember at the time, and I remember having it on teletext, and yeah, unfortunately we didn't get the result we wanted then, but yeah, they're a good side. They're flying high and they're playing some good cricket. They've got a good coach. They've obviously got a good overseas that's came across and taken a few wickets as well. And of course they'll miss Jimmy Anderson. We obviously miss Stokesy, and they'll miss Jimmy, who's a massive part in their bowling attack, really. So I certainly think it's going to be an exciting game. Hopefully the weather stays good and we'll get a full game in.
So looking at the statistics, they've beaten you more than any other team in the county championship 15 times, I think it is now. So you certainly owe them one.
Yeah, I didn't actually know that stat. So, but yeah, we just want to get out there and perform. You know, as you say, we've had a few days off now. We want to get out there and carry on. I suppose in the way we've been playing, the way we start the season, we've started well. We've been putting in some really good performances, and it's now time for us really to show how good we are.
You mentioned Ben Stokes, obviously off with England. He'll hopefully be playing here in the second test in a couple of weeks' time. You couldn't get the ball off him at Surrey. He wouldn't hand it over, would he? I think the third morning or the fourth morning, he wouldn't give the ball over.
I know. I mean, he bowled for about an hour and a half, didn't he? And he bowled fantastically well. I mean, to have someone of his calibre of player, but someone that obviously wants to actually run in and perform, then you know it's great for Durham. And yeah, he'll play in the second test, yeah, and that's going to be actually quite a proud moment for him, really.
Okay.